Phyllis Parker.
And I'm Andre Parker.
I moved to Ottawa 18 years ago, and I love Ottawa because we have the world's largest network of bike paths that run through our beautiful city. You can skate on our canal, which is the world's longest natural skating rink, and it's always fun here because we just have so many festivals.
I love Ottawa because I was born here. It has museums, theater, great restaurants, and it's a modern city with history.
Ottawa is the capital of Canada, and it's also the center of government. Ottawa comes from the Indian word Utaouak, the name of an Algonquin Indian tribe who settled and traded furs in the area. This friendly and beautiful city of 1 million people, in close proximity to Toronto, Montreal, and the United States, is located at the juncture of three rivers, Rideau, Ottawa, and Gatineau. In 1857, Queen Victoria chose Ottawa as the capital of the British provinces. Today, the Governor General still serves as the Queen's Canadian representative. Well, just a 90-minute drive from Ottawa is Golden Lake, where for 1,000 years the Algonquin Indians have lived on its shores.
My name is Stephanie Sarazin. I'm 13 years old. I'm an Algonquin from Golden Lake. My family and I live on the only recognized First Nation community in the province of Ontario, and I welcome you to Pequawkinagon.
My name is Linda Sarazin, and I'm an Algonquin from Pequawkinagon. If you translate, means beautiful hilly country covered in evergreens. What I do at the Anishinaabe Experience is provide the opportunity to see how the Algonquin people maintain their culture, tradition, and beliefs today in their everyday lives.
Linda, you finally got the fire burning here. We're in the teepee.
The teepee we're in right now is 16 feet in diameter and has 13 poles. A wigwam would be made out of birch bark. It's used for good fire starters. You noticed that?
Indeed, I have. You've really got it really burning.
The reason for the fire inside the teepee, it's going to provide warmth and take out the humidity out of the teepee. And also the rocks surrounding the fire will also provide heat throughout the night. So we will sleep with one eye open and one eye closed to keep the fire going all night.
That's what I've got to do.
That is your job for the night. But also the fire acts for other things too. In the summer season, you would make just a little fire to repel the mosquitoes and the insects.
This is lovely, having a fire inside a teepee, and we're all lovely and warm, and it's freezing outside.
I know, it's quite cool out there. It is. We have my Uncle John here. He's our quite the storyteller at times.
One time, not now.
We had a community celebration for John last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big party. Powwow.
The beliefs of the Algonquin people have always been that we belong to the land and the land doesn't belong to us because everything is in a circle. It's because it's the circle of life, or in other words, a medicine wheel. So you have this circle as you become, you're an infant, and as you grow older, you slowly become back into infancy, so which is part of the medicine wheel. The land provides you everything. You just have to be able to identify with what Mother Earth provided you with, and then use it to its advantage, but use it wisely. Each nation of the medicine wheel carries special gifts that can bring balance and healing to the world if we try to accept and learn from each one another.
And so it was back to Ottawa, the Parliament buildings and museums all within walking distance.
My name is Tarek Lassen, and I'm the program manager of the Parliamentary Tour Service at the Parliament buildings here in Ottawa, the nation's capital. It's the nerve center of Canadian parliamentary democracy. It's a majestic place to visit. We have historic buildings which people can visit 362 days a year. We have the center block where you have a chance to visit the House of Commons, similar to your House of Commons. We have the Senate, which is the upper chamber, and we also have the spectacular Library of Parliament, which is made entirely out of wood on the inside. In addition, they can sit in the public galleries to watch democracy live. We have the Mounties who are here in the summertime, and when visitors come to Parliament Hill, they have an opportunity to meet the Mounties and see them riding their horses and take photos.
Over the bridge in Hull, Quebec, is the Museum of Civilization, known for its striking architecture.
My name is David Lozal. I'm a guide here. I've got a fascinating collection of Canadian artifacts covering about 1,000 years of Canadian history.
Now, the one thing I've been fascinated with are the totem poles. They're so high.
They wanted to have a room that could adequately display the splendor of the totem poles. Most of the totem poles that were held in collections could only be displayed in stairwells in museums. So in this hall, it's been designed with a very tall ceiling. Our tallest totem pole is 14 meters high. We've got another fascinating display, which is the Canadian History exhibit. It's called the Canada Hall. It's an east through west walk through Canadian history. It covers about 1,000 years going, well, east through west, starting with the Maritime Provinces and finishing off in British Columbia.
My name is France Fauché. I'm the Tourism Marketing Officer at the National Gallery of Canada. If you're visiting Ottawa, that's the best place to stop to discover the Canadian masterpieces and also for the architecture of the building. The most important pieces that we have are the group of seven famous Canadian artists at the beginning of the 20th century, and they represent the Canadian landscape. We have a photography collection and also video. We have contemporary art. The National Gallery of Canada is overlooking the Ottawa River, and also we are located just beside the Byward Market.
I'm Beth Ann Sherman. I work at Domus Cafe here in the Byward Market in Ottawa. I'm a sous chef here, and I just cooked someone a lovely trout lunch.
That was me, and it was absolutely wonderful. How come you made it so beautifully tasty?
Well, we like to use the most fresh, local, regional-type products. It's nice because we're here located in the Ottawa Byward Market, because there's local purveyors of, you name it, they have cheeses and vegetables and everything, and that's where we do a lot of our shopping every day. You can find maple syrup, which is the epitome of Canadianism, I guess.
The Byward Market in Ottawa is an absolutely wonderful place. It's the center of the city. It's the old part of the city. It's what Ottawa used to be called before Queen Victoria named Ottawa as the capital of Canada, Bytown. And it's basically an old farmer's market where you've got the local farmers from the outlying areas bring in all of their fruits and vegetables. You've got artisans, you've got restaurants, you've got nightlife, nightclubs. There's something for every age group, every taste. There's shopping, there's some exclusive stores, some designers, local designers. Right in the heart of the city, just a stone's throw from any hotel in downtown Ottawa.
One of the things Ottawa has is that it offers something different every season. We go from the fall with the changing, the leaves changing, which we call the Fall Rhapsody. During the winter, we have the skating on the canal, and from there we go to Tulip Festival in the spring, and then obviously summer is just marvelous with lots of green space.
We have extremes of temperature. We have nice warm summers, and then in the winter we have a lot of snow. It is cold. One must get dressed up to enjoy the outdoors, but they're beautiful, crisp, white winters, so they're lovely.
Well, David, wherever I go in the world, and I've seen some wonderful places, Ottawa is home to me. It always will be. That will never change.